Getting dumped sucked, even when you weren't that wild about the guy to start with. Getting dumped 2 days before your sister's wedding, being left dateless, that was an altogether different level of suck. Sierra Lowell shut the back door of her business harder than she meant to and let out a quiet but heartfelt stream of swear words.
Everything okay?
She turned from the door to see Cole North, her foreman, sticking his head into the room. Fine, she said, brushing off the irritation from her personal life and slipping back into business mode. It probably revealed a lot about her relationship, former relationship, that she so easily got her mind back on the subject of her meeting with Cole. Sorry about the interruption.
You sure?
He asked as she approached him from across the kitchen of the century-old Cape Cod house that served as the headquarters of Dunn and Lowell Remodeling. They'd been about to start a two-person evening meeting when Kevin, her ex, had interrupted. Yep, she said, not having to fake the optimism in her tone. What I want to discuss is important. She led Cole back into her office, originally one of the two cozy bedrooms of the house, and retook her place at the round table in the center of the room. Before sitting again, he pulled a sweatshirt over his head, leaving him in a plain black tee, and tossed the sweatshirt on the chair between them. It was dusty after a day at the job site. Sierra wouldn't call herself clean either, but that was status quo and a sign that they'd worked hard.
So, what's up?
He said as he sat across from her. She flipped back several pages in her notebook to some notes she'd jotted down late last night. Chances are good you're going to think I'm crazy.
Sounds like a normal day.
Cole wasn't one to smile a lot, but the tips of his lips tilted up slightly now as he pulled his legal pad and carpenter pencil closer. Sierra leaned back in her chair and pulled her cargo pants-clad legs up to sit cross-legged, took in a deep breath as she chose her words carefully. Are you familiar with William Eldridge?
I've heard the name. Is he the guy who owns a bunch of TV networks?
Networks, newspapers, magazines, websites, who knows what else? She said, brushing back a long strand of hair that'd come out of her ponytail hours ago. Originally from Tennessee.
Richer than God, if I remember right.
You do. Also egotistical, from what I've heard, and loves being in the spotlight. Anyway, I saw something on his home remodeling network last night between shows. He recently bought a mansion here in Nashville, an old Italianate-style house built in the early 1900s. He got it for a steal because it's a mess.
And he needs a remodeler,
Cole said. He needs a remodeler, but he's not going about finding one in the usual way. He's holding a competition and putting it on a TV series.
You've got to be kidding me.
Cole sat back in his chair. Sierra's heart sank the tiniest bit at his tone, but she reminded herself it was exactly the reaction she'd expected from him. When you own one of the top networks devoted to remodeling, what else are you going to do?
And you want to get into the competition, just like that? Because you saw an ad on TV?
Cole said, his eyes narrowed at her. Of course I do, but I wanted to get your opinion on it. He studied her with a look in his eyes that she'd expected, as if she hadn't given it enough thought. Yes, it was sudden, but how could she not try? As soon as she'd gone to the website and read the details, she'd known she had to enter.
This is your company, he said. You make the calls.
Yes and yes, she kept her voice firm. She would do this, would go for it, because winning the competition would propel her company to new levels and give her a new platform. The thought had excitement pulsing through her again, but the project would be a lot smoother if Cole, her right-hand guy, was on board. Dunn and Lowell was doing well, always had a lineup of projects, the vast majority of which were remodels of historical buildings. They received most of their business through word of mouth, because Sierra personally did everything possible to ensure her customers' complete satisfaction, and she employed an excellent crew with remarkably little turnover. She was blessed in so many ways, to have inherited the business from her grandpa, Roger Dunn, to have learned the industry from him, one of the best in the field, and to genuinely love what she did for a living.